Oh. Okay. That's dark. Nice. You ain't working
anymore. Could be.
What?
There's your hole out in the sun.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's good.
Where you left the road.
We've got a few of them, but not.
You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady,
wavy pool. Yes. You are listening to the mellow tones of God and Fishing. And you got Fishing Frank here, your host of God and Fishing. And I'm the fishing part, and that's Pastor Donnie. He's the God part. I don't know where that came from.
It is. It is what it is, Frank. But you know, you're getting this whole God part thing down pretty good.
Okay.
You are. You're getting there.
You aren't tied up, you dog.
I don't know. You know, why not? I mean, okay. You seem really happy with it. I mean, you like it.
Oh, man, I love it. There's nothing else like it.
Well, considering the name of the show is God and Fishing, why don't you start us off with a little bit of the God bit? Because God came first, and then Absolutely. The fishing came after.
That's right. Without God, there is no fish.
Your turn, buddy.
Romans 8:28 says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." And guess what? We're all called. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another glorious day. And Father, we lift up Brother Frank to you and his dad as we ask for continuous, complete healing, a miraculous healing from you, Father, and for complete comfort for all of us that are enduring this through and through. And Father, we just want to pray for our fish.
And your wonderful woman in the truck.
Yeah, amen. Miss Eureka, she's been in an accident. Father, we just lift her up and we pray that you be with the doctors, the nurses, all that is involved there, and get Eureka back complete health and refavor their truck so they can continue their mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was so sad to hear. You know, somebody's doing such good in their life, and, you know, we obviously aren't going to understand it all, but, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and all we can do is get together and support them and, you know, hope for the best.
Absolutely. Yep. Her and her mom actually started this ministry that she does. And through the ministry, they actually started a church to it. And
What?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I didn't hear what you
they
said.
They do a feeding ministry. And
a feeding ministry?
Yeah.
You used a word. Was there a certain word for that?
No, I know what you're saying, Frank. I didn't get that either. What was it called?
See, it was a accent.
Yeah.
I told you.
I have an accent. I'm sorry. I think I'm country.
Good thing it's not just me.
You've got a full-on accident. Don't tell me about accents.
Sometimes they get on me. It's like, hi, he didn't hear me, but then it was his accent.
They say I talk with a potato in my mouth. I ain't right sure about that, but it's a feeding ministry.
Okay.
And so what she does, she basically does the more in-depth part of what our church does. They actually feed a lot more people.
Because you guys go out, like on Thursdays, you've got a whole bunch of people. You take food out to a lot of people, do all that kind of stuff.
That's right. But now the other side of that, like for Eureka, she has a building that she feeds from. Mm-hmm. She has like a warehouse mm-hmm. that she can bring all this food in.
Yep.
They assimilate it, put it in bags, boxes, Neat. Whatever, and then she hands it out.
Yep.
Well, my job throughout the rest of the week, other than Thursday when I'm actually on the street feeding,
yeah.
I actually go throughout the state of Florida picking up food and delivering it to pantries like what Eureka yes. has. And so these pantries all throughout the state of Florida, we've outreached to. And we're always looking for more pantries, or we're looking for more people that want to donate. But we have clothing, blankets, food. One time we had an entire box truck of nothing but bacon. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
I mean, you bacon.
I can kind of get along with a box truck full of bacon.
I'm telling you, man. And, you know, we're talking 10 pallets of bacon for free.
Yep.
And, you know, we deliver that all over the state of Florida.
And where do you get these, like, donations from? Just how do they come to you?
God has a way to bless us with that. Sometimes it comes through Walmart. sometimes through Publix, sometimes just through other food pantries. Mm-hmm. They'll say, hey, our freezer went down, like Trader Joe's all the time. They donate a lot.
And they, how do they know that, you know, Pastor Donnie's the guy? Like, do they just kind of...
Word. I'm going to leave that up to God. Somehow or another, our name gets put in their mouth. Yeah. And
really?
Yeah. Well, and we get phone calls from Lake City. Cold Storage Lake City has donated to us like you would not believe. They don't realize they're donated to Pastor Donnie at Grace by Faith. They donate to Midwest Food Bank, who actually donates it to us. Midwest Food Bank is down in Fort Myers.
Okay.
And so Fort Myers calls me up and says, hey, you have a CDL? And I said, yeah. And he's like, we got a truck, no driver. And you have, you're a driver, no truck. Figure this out. And I said, okay. And so I go down there and get a box truck, whatever I need, and I take off all over the state of Florida. Penske. These are people I want to shout out to, Frank. I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to be doing God and fishing, but no, hey, this is what makes me tick.
It's your right. show, Donnie. You can do whatever you want, man. No,
we'll get to our fishing part in a minute.
It's interesting to hear like what you do and like how that comes together and like how you're able to like pick up food all across the state of Florida.
Yep.
And your ministry. That's
I'm gonna bounce in on that whole. You know, I'm not a big believer, but I got to tell you, when he's sitting in his little town and somebody else in another little place gets a call from somebody who calls somebody else who calls that person to call him,
there
might be a higher power at work here.
That's what I'm getting at. That's pretty interesting to know, like, how does
that's
that...
That's basically what happened, really.
You'd be surprised how all this went down. I tell you what, I mean...
Oh, wait, well... Just to make this official, are you going to sit in, Kale?
Yes, he is. Come on, Kale. Kale, come on, baby. Come on, Cap.
This one.
Come sit on my lap, Kale. Oh, no, don't sit on his lap. You want to go this way?
That way?
This is a very formal show. We never interrupt it.
Way to go, Baldy. Way to be here late, man.
Fish and Frank here.
Pastor
Donnie here. Pastor Donnie over there. He's the God part. His lovely wife, Typhoon Katrina. Captain Kale just came in, and our regular co-host, Captain Barry,
just
is
regular,
here as well.
I'm here.
So basically, all right, you know what, let's give us a little bit of history of what's going on with
your ministry, right?
Right. With this is how I get a chance to fish, by the way, Frank.
Well, this is the one of the things, when you're talking about God and fishing, people are going to want to get to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
And people are wondering... where you are, where you're from, how you do stuff, because, you know, just about anybody can call themselves stuff, but you're kind of the real deal. Says so right on your shirt, Grace by Faith, see?
Also, I would also have to add, like, it's very interesting, off-air I've talked to Pastor Donnie, and you're not a traditional pastor in any sense. So to hear, like...
He's the special one.
Yeah. Well, not... I don't know how to interpret that.
Ouch. I'm liking where this is going. Usually I'm the one getting this. I like this.
Cap, you can save me anytime now, all right?
But it'd be interesting to hear how your non-traditional ways... are very unique. It's pretty interesting to hear that.
Barry, I'm going to be honest with you.
Actually, you're more traditional. You're just going back 2,000 years to where it started.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, let's see. 2019 plus probably 10 or 20.
That's right.
So, I don't know. It's like 2,040 years ago is what... That's the kind of preaching you're doing right
now. That's right.
You're not doing 2019 or 2000
The modern day stuff is so left-wing liberal junk. It's mumble jumble. Anything to tickle your ear to make you feel good. And these pastors in Armani suits and Bentley cars and big chandeliers and marble floors, that's not what God intended. Matter of fact, if y'all remember the story...
He could have intended it for me. I wouldn't have mind.
You know... honestly, what they, you know, when Christ came down from heaven, he's God in the flesh. When he came down here, he was sick of it. He never went to a Pharisee, which was at that time what our preachers are of today. And he never went to them and said, hey, follow me, because he knew that they would not. They just absolutely wouldn't do it. If Christ was to come here right now today, he would never step foot in 90% of our churches because it would disgust him. In fact, in Revelation 3, chapter 16, he calls these churches of modern day, you're lukewarm. You're neither cold nor hot. You're actually lukewarm, and you make me spew you out of my mouth. You make me sick, is what he's saying. I vomit you out of my mouth. These churches are that way. Mm. If you remember one of the stories in the Bible, Christ goes inside of a temple. He literally sits down, takes the time, and makes a whip and then drives the money exchangers out of his father's house and says, get out of here. I've been to churches recently that had marble floors, crystal chandeliers, a Starbucks, a mom and pop's coffee station inside the church with 13 ATM machines down the wall. What do you think? And that was a Baptist church, man. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And look at all these popes and bishops and priests that are raping these children and molesting them and doing all the things that they're supposed to be doing. You know what? Sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm just going to tell it like it is. And so what I decided to do, I'm going back old school. I'm going to go back to make Jesus happy. I'm going to do it his way. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 15, or 15, 1 through 4, it tells us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love our neighbors, right, and all these things. Do the things Jesus Christ sent us out to do. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we telling people the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ? That's it. And so that's what we did. So when I came to Florida in Inglewood, I was just looking. All I wanted to do, Frank, this is God's honest truth, all I wanted to do was attach myself to a church, a Bible-based church, somebody that preaches the King James Version. All the other versions of the Bible are false. I can bring me on. Get us a phone line in here and have any priest, pastor, anyone call me up and I'll take the challenge. The King James Version of the Bible is the only legitimate Bible that we should be reading. All the other ones are false documents. That's truth. They leave out words of God. They change the Word of God, and they just corrupt the Word of God. So we was going to attach ourselves to churches, and then all I wanted to do was evangelize. That was it. Next thing you know, we started a church.
So your initial role was just to be part of a church in some way, but then you ended up starting your own?
Yeah, all I wanted to do is go into church and get revived, man. I just wanted to go in, and I wanted to hear the Word of God, get pumped up, and go back out there and feed the people. You know, when Christ came here, the first two people he called was fishermen. He did not call pastors. He didn't call Pharisees. He didn't call Sadducees. He didn't call me up and say, hey, come follow me. He went to a fisherman. The fishermen are the lowest of the low people. They smelt. They stunk. They told dirty jokes.
Now, that kind of sounds familiar.
I can attest to that. I was
going to say, I'm surrounded by them.
I think we know those guys.
We are those guys. And he went to two brothers, and he said, hey, throw down your nets and follow me. And they were like, cool, let's do this. And then he went down just a little ways on the shoreline. He found two more brothers, and he said, cast down your nets and follow me. Both of these sets of brothers were working on their father's ships. They literally threw down their casting nets at that moment and left their daddy's ship. And left her daddy behind and said, peace out, Dad. I'm going to go follow this dude. That's what he's asking us to do. And so here I was in Inglewood. We couldn't find a Christian church in Inglewood if we had to.
Yeah.
There isn't one. They're all garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call them out.
Someone were dancing.
I can tell you, half of them is either was committing adultery, they was talking about building something debt-free, and they were sticking money in their pocket, buying up buildings on the side. Come on, man. It is garbage. It is what it is. So here we were. We was like, what are we going to do? So what are we going to do? So we started our own church. We are a family-based church. We're a Bible-based church. And it's all about God. So we're sitting there one day, and this guy calls me up, and he says, hey, you have a pickup truck. Uh-huh. You have a trailer? Yeah, why? He said, I've got this food, but we can't deliver it. We have no way to go get it. Well, where's it at? It's in Fort Myers. Cool, I'll go get it. He said, wait a minute. You don't even know me. I said, well, how did you call me then? He said, well, somebody said you had a truck. And I said, that's a fact. He said, and you have a trailer. I said, that's a fact. And he said, and you're willing to go get me this food, and you don't know me. I said, are you feeding the hungry? He said, yeah. Then why or not?
Why does it matter?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the question? Yeah.
I'm retired. God retired me at 28 years old. Why aren't I helping
you?
Yeah,
that's early.
And so, boom, I jump in a truck, drive down to Fort Myers, at Midwest Food Bank. That's where I went. Great, great organization, Christian organization. I pick up this food, and they said, who are you? And I said, Donnie. And they said, but who are you? I'm Donnie. Why? He said, well, who are you related to them? I'm not related to them. I said, I'm just a man of God. And I said, I believe in helping my neighbors and loving them.
Yeah.
He said, you're seriously going to deliver this? And I said, why wouldn't I?
I'm already here in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Right?
He said, this just doesn't make sense to me. And I said, well, get used to it. This is Darrell back when I knew him. You know, he was the guy in charge center. He said, hey, do you have a CDL or know somebody that does? And I said, yeah, me. I said, why? He said, can you help me out? I said, anytime you want it. And that's how that relationship built. So I took the food back, took it to the pantry. People got fed. So the pantry said, hey, do you know anybody that cooks? I said, yeah, me and my wife. And he says, can y'all cook for us? Absolutely. And so each and every instance, and they go and tell their friends tell their friends,
yeah,
and they're like, hey,
happened, from, yeah.
If you call this guy up and
he'll
you ask him for
show
something,
up, yeah.
he's gonna show up. Uh-huh. And so we have people literally, Frank, this is wild how this happens. This kid calls me up. This is a true story, by the way. I still feel heart for this. I'm not going to give you his name. I'm not going to tell the whole deal, but we got into biking ministry because I ride bikes. I love Harleys. But I ride with anybody. I don't care. And so this guy calls me up in the middle of the night. I think it was 1 o'clock in the night, right? This guy calls me up and says, I know you don't know me. And I was like, well, you got that part right. And he said, I'm done. He said, I just wanted to talk to somebody before I jumped off this bridge.
Oh,
I said, have you lost your mind? I said, not, hey, this is Johnny Jojo. How you doing today? This is nobody's name, yeah. And you're going to jump off some bridge, and I don't know where you're at. Yeah. Why did you call me? He said, well, I was told that you're a good guy to talk to, and he said, I just thought I'd talk to somebody before I jump. I said, have you lost your freaking mind? I said, who calls somebody at 1 o'clock in the morning and says, I'm going to jump off a bridge, there ain't nothing you can do about it, have a good night. I said, how do you think I'm going to sleep? I said, how do you think I'm going to read this in the paper tomorrow?
Right, you're going to be the last person that ever talked to someone and you couldn't do anything
yeah.
about
it. I said, how about doing me a favor? He said, what? I said, before you hang up, I want to have a word of prayer. You Geronimo, baby. I said, I don't want to hear this, man. I said, jump away, baby. I said, do it.
He was probably calling and expecting like some sort of sympathy or something.
Yeah, I said, I don't have sympathy.
That's what he was
you.
Wanting.
God created you. He created you perfectly. And you're sitting here telling me you're willing to destroy his creation. I ain't got nothing for you, man. I said, go ahead and jump. Or, you can get back on that motorcycle that you're sitting there next to because he told me he was on a motorcycle. Ride home and then tell me what your problem is and see if I can help you. He said, man, you can't help my problem. I said, you haven't even given me a chance. All you told me you were going to do is jump. I said, go home and tell me what you're going to do. So he goes home. Kid you not. He hung up the phone. I was like, oh, crap. And so about an hour and a half later, he calls me back. Now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, hey, Pastor. He said, you got a minute to talk? And I said, absolutely. I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, I lost my job. He said, it's been 2 weeks. I have no food on the table. And my wife's going to wake up, and she's going to leave me with the kids because I have no food to feed them, and there's no way for me to help them. And they're going to try to go back to their mom's house. He said, I can't lose my family. What do I do? I said, why didn't you start with that, genius? I said, where do you live? And
Orlando,
he says, why?
I think,
yeah,
right?
The other side of Orlando.
Yeah.
I said, so you're on the other side of Orlando, and you have no food. That's right. And so you're worried about your family leaving you because you can't provide for them. I said, hold on. What's your address? He said, why? And I said, what's your address? So he gives me his address. I tell my wife, we jump out of the bed, we get our food packed up from the church.
Yeah.
We have 2 coolers full of meat. We have cereals, we have cakes, pastas, you name
yeah.
it. We so. Drive like a maniac to get there by 6 o'clock in the morning. I knock at his door. He comes out. We load up his house completely full of all this food. And then I told him, I said, by the way, yeah, we got there about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And
in the morning, right?
Yeah, okay. In the morning. Yeah. And so I was like, hey, now, give me a minute. I said, I want to find you a job. He said, you know people here in Orlando? No, but I'm going to find you a job. I said, I know bikers. I said, bikers talk. I said, all I got to do is put the word out.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, he had a job. By the end of the day, he had a job. I said, you got plenty of food. I said, I can bring all the food you want. He said, well, what do I got to give you? I said, nothing. He said, well, don't I have to give you a name or social or something? I said, no. God gave it to me. I'm going to give it to you. That's what this is all about. And that's how this has grown. So our name gets out there because of this. Now, if I ever cut you off and it says Grace by Faith and I'm flying down the road, there's a pretty good chance somebody's in the hospital, somebody's dying, or somebody's hungry and I got frozen meat in the back of the truck and I don't want to thaw out. So if I got my flashes on and I'm flying, don't wonder why. I'm out serving somebody. But cops are usually my go-to.
Usually the one thing I try and do when somebody's cutting through traffic, there's 2 thoughts. Okay, he's a royal jerk.
Yep.
Which is definitely possible.
That's 90%.
Or he really does have somewhere to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the only time I don't like it is when I see somebody, a parent driving a car with kids,
yep.
texting 10 feet mm-hmm. off somebody's bumper, darting in and out of traffic.
Yep.
And then the thought always occurs to me, well, I don't know those kids. Maybe the parent don't like them either, you know? Maybe those kids just ain't that great. Maybe the mom and dad really just don't like them. This is their one chance to, like, get rid of it all.
Maybe that's why my parents drove us around in a Jeep with no seat belts and no time.
And no doors.
Yeah, no doors.
I know that's why my dad did.
I used to ride around in the bed of a pickup truck. There was nothing back there.
You know, lucky. Cop stops me. I'm in a 6,400-pound pickup truck, full steel frame, bumpers, side air cushions, collapsible steering wheel, airbags, you know, all this stuff. And he's wondering, because I didn't put my seatbelt on till
yep.
late. And I'm in a 15-mile-an-hour school zone.
Yeah.
I said, but I grew up with steel dashboards. If you got rear-ended, your chest was impaled by the steering column.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm sitting here in all this, surrounded by, you know, 1,800-pound little toy cars. I'm in an almost 7,000-pound truck. You explain to me why I should be worried in this scenario. You know, what was scary about this where I was in danger?
You know, in today's modern car, it's not the car accident that actually hurts you. It's 90% of the airbags that are hitting you from 90 different directions. Yeah. That's what's really hurting you. But, yeah, so that's the God part. We really want to serve God. And so when people call us all hours of the night, matter of fact, on the side of my truck, my hat, usually my shirts, my T-shirts have the number on the back. Every one of our church wears our shirt. Well, the number on the back is my cell phone. And so when people call, says, what's this about?
They get directly to
and
you.
The only person who cannot get a hold of Pastor Donnie is me. Other than that, he's very, very accessible.
Maybe you have to call him
you're listening to this and you're in Toronto, Canada, chances are you can call, you'll get right through to Pastor Donnie.
That's true.
When I call...
Maybe he can't help you, Frank. Maybe that's why.
There's every bit of that fact probably
he cannot
available.
Be saved.
Oh, but I think he's well on his way. He just don't want to admit it. The other day, this is true. Frank, I got to rat you out. So we're doing this radio show. This one's God and Fishing. I absolutely love the outdoors. I love fishing. I love what God's given us. We have one that's cooking fish. We have one now that my brother here, Cap. We're going to be doing one with guns and hunting. And Frank calls me up and says, can we change the name of this? And I'm like, I didn't even know it had a name. He was like, let's have a new name and let's call it God, Guns, and Hunting. He said, how do you feel about that? And I said, okay. I said, I'm all in. Now, meanwhile, I'm sitting there snickering. He can't see this on the other end of the phone. When we hang up, I look at my wife and I said, he gets it. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank keeps saying that he doesn't quite understand all this, and he sees my happiness, he sees my joy, he sees the spirituality. I want to tell you something that Frank does get.
What?
Frank gets a relationship with God. You know how I know that? Because this is not called fishing and God. This is called God and fishing. It's not guns, hunting, and God. It's God, guns, and hunting. He always puts God first. That is more than most 95% of the Christians in the world today. They do not do that, Frank. You do that.
Okay.
You understand it. Yeah. You get it.
Frank's like blushing over there.
Yes, he's blushing.
He put his little spectacles on.
That's because I got to see the timer. We're almost out of time.
We're almost out of time? Oh, my goodness. By the way, we caught fish this week.
Let's see. Use a hook, some string, and... Hang on, because this is going to be a big one.
Remember this about God and fishing. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about fishing. So, we got the God part out today. We got a little bit of it out today, and I think we're going to start another radio show, and we're going to have just a lot of talk about God. But you know, our fishing side of it here, I'm going to tell you, there's great fishing out here, but none of that is possible without our Lord and Savior. It's just not going to happen without God designing this planet, giving us the fish, giving us the will to fish, giving us the hunger to fish. And again, go back to what he did when he did the disciples. He went and got four fishermen. The four first disciples that he picked were fishermen. And he said, I'm going to not only make you fishermen, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. You know how to bring things in. Go get them. That's what he did. And that's what it's all about, man. That's why I love God so much, man. He's pretty cool.
Okay, Barry, you got to take up 1 minute.
honestly, what's going on in my mind, I was like, what was the name of your other show? God, Guns, and
yeah,
God's instead of Gun Hunting, Hunt. Make it triple G's. God's, Gun, and Game.
Oh!
Triple G's.
God,
Frank
Guns,
is, Frank
and
is like
Game.
Not a juice. He's like, that was...
Game. Hey, we can call it G3.
G3, there you go.
What's up?
So I'm just...
That's like the drink, though, G3.
Actually, come up with your own... Something... Something to drink on the hunt, yeah.
I'm actually flabbergasted that you come up with something that smart.
Yeah, I know, that was dangerous.
After the dumb questions we've heard so far, I'm actually impressed.
No, I'm working my way back up.
Yeah, yeah.
I read a lot of books this past week. I feel very intelligent.
Awesome. I just drank smart water. That's what I went with.
I'm still on Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr
Hills,
yeah.
That's smart enough.
I'm on Diet Coke, so I ain't even in the running.
Well, it's not rum and juice. What was it last week?
Last week it was pineapple rum. I was having a rum week.
Yeah.
I don't do it often, but when I do, I do a good job.
Frank needed some holy water last week. He was going through a thing or two. I didn't get a blessing, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, boys and girls, we didn't get a whole lot of fishing talk in on this one, but the truth of the matter is, this is a show about everything. It's about God. It's about fishing. And from time to time, we're going to have one subject, a lot of one, and not much of the other, sometimes a little bit of both. And this time it was a lot about Donnie and his relationship with God. I'm okay with that. But this is me clicking the button.
Hey, Frank.
And you got about a 15-second prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity to spread your name and let everybody know about how glorious you are. And Father, I hope we did you justice by glorifying your holy name. And Father, if anyone ever has an opportunity and needs somebody to witness to, somebody to reach out to, Father, I pray that they reach out to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye, boys and girls. Catch you on the next one.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really La.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man.